It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ice Cube was on Jimmy Fallon last night and told the hilarious story of how late director John Singleton cast him for the movie Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, he was an intern at the Arsenio Hall show. And he came up to me. I was backstage. And he came up to me. He's like, "You Ice Cube?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "I'm going to put you in a movie." I'm like, "All right, man. Okay."
Right. See, security, get this
man.
Guy.
Watch out. Because I'm not even an actor, you know what I mean? And he's like, "I'm not even a director yet. I'm a junior at USC, and when I graduate, I'm going to put you in a movie."
That's pretty cool story.
Ice Cube said he ran into him again during John's senior year at USC, and he said the same exact thing, but it wasn't until a year after that when he graduated, he got a call from his agent about the movie. The breakup between Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth is turning nasty with claims of drug use and infidelity. Sources from Miley's side say that she tried to save the marriage, and the deal breaker was that Liam was drinking a lot and using certain drugs, and she wanted no part of it, especially since she struggled with substance abuse in her past. Sources from Liam's side are denying those claims, saying the drug and alcohol claims are designed to mask what they say really destroyed their marriage. Infidelity on Miley's part. Liam's friends say that he was devastated by the pictures of Cyrus making out with Caitlyn Carter at a hotel pool in Italy. And one friend said he was heartbroken and blindsided by those photos. They are still married and they really did love each other. She's really immature and always has been. People close to Liam say Cyrus sources have been working overtime to paint him as a problem. A source close to Cyrus insists Miley was not unfaithful, and all these stories about her being wild and cheating is a bunch of lies. They split up. She's taking the high road. Everyone is trying to. They were together since she was 16. It's hard. Now, Miley's sister, Brandi Cyrus, mentioned it on her podcast and said, "It's not my business to talk about, and it's not anything of mine to tell. There's nothing I can really say. I'm here for her, obviously, and I've been spending a lot of time with her. When she's ready to talk about it, or whatever, then she will." Cameron Boyce's parents are speaking out for the first time since his death. Cameron's dad said they were with him the night before he passed away.
The night he passed away, we were out to dinner with him just hours before. It was completely normal, beautiful family night out to dinner. There was no indication that anything was wrong. I mean, there's no way to know in hours my son would be dead. Like, it was just staggeringly crazy and horrible. We were texting that night.
Wow, okay. That is insane.
Julianne Hough says she doesn't love it when her husband, Brooks Lake, sucks on her toes. He actually
does.
Random. Yeah, so speaking with sexologist Miss Jaya on his How Men Think podcast, the NHL player had claimed that Hough really enjoys it when I suck on her toes. True story. But the America's Got Talent judge said there was definitely something he misquoted on one of his podcast episodes. I was like, "Let me clear it up. He likes to suck on my toes. I don't like it." Shawn Mendes gushed about his life amid his romance with Camila Cabello. Yesterday, Mendes captioned a series of photos from his Washington, D.C. concert on Instagram with, "I've never been happier. Thank you." Mendes and Cabello have remained relatively tight-lipped about their relationship since they were spotted holding hands and getting cozy at a 4th of July party in West Hollywood last month. The duo sparked romance rumors in June upon the release of the music video for their duet, Senorita. Coming up in the garbage an hour from now.
Hold on, wait, no. So, I'm so sorry. We have to stop. Liv,
what's
here.
Up?
Come here. Liv, quick.
Okay.
There's like breaking news. This literally just broke. Like, I tried to print it. Sorry.
Okay, but where did you see this break?
What does it say?
Okay, it says Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin have reportedly been involved in a domestic dispute in their Beverly Hills home. Justin took to his Instagram, which was recently deleted, but said that him and Baldwin will be splitting after a short marriage.
Keep reading.
Liv is actually going to the Jonas Brothers concert next month, and she will also have meet and greet passes where she will be able to meet the Jonas Brothers. By the way, all that Bieber stuff was fake, and they are happily together. And yes, Liv is really meeting the Jonas Brothers next month.
You should have seen Liv. She's like, "Dang it, pork chop, you're ruining my garbage.
I can't believe I'm meeting the Jonas Brothers."
Are you going to be able to handle it? I found out about this yesterday. I was talking to Dustin, who does afternoons here on Radio Now. He's like, no, we talked to the record label. We'll get her back there, and she'll get to hang out and do that. I was like, dude, I don't think you understand how big of a Jonas Brothers fan she is. She's going to, like, awkwardly fangirl.
I'm hoping I get to meet their wives, too. Is that weird?
Oh, my God. Yeah, as long as you don't cry and yell at them.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
In case they see this video, you should say hi.
Hi. I'm going to Jonas Brothers. Oh, my gosh.
All right. That's not a bad way to wrap up the garbage.
Well, coming up from an hour... there's more garbage.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're good. You just relax and enjoy yourself. All right, here's what's coming up. Liv's gonna go get tissues and try to get the snot off of Porkchop's computer keys because she's snotting out everywhere out of excitement.